So my first story for you now in batch number four is Staffordshire traffic cops make 467 arrests in 6 months. A new police team has made 467 arrests since it was launched 6 months ago. Officers working for Staffordshire Police Road Crime Team, the RCT, have also carried out 2,400 roadside tests and recovered 120 stolen vehicles. The RCT was set up at the start of October last year and has been using specialist technology and resources to target those causing harm and committing crime. In that period, the 24/7 operation has seen the arrest of 467 people suspected of committing offences on the roads, a total of 2,392 drug and drink tests carried out, the seizure of 120 stolen vehicles, and 3,462 traffic tickets issued, the recovery of 2.9 million worth of criminal assets. Police adopted the new approach to respond more quickly to calls from the public. Senior officers say the RCT has made the county road safer by taking robust action against people putting other lives at risk and using our roads to commit crime. They stopped one man in December who drove at speeds of 140 miles per hour on the other shoulder of the M6, and he was jailed for 24 weeks. Just 8 days after they hit the roads, they also found £250,000 worth of Class A drugs in a routine traffic stop on the M6 and arrested a woman. Multiple pursuits of stolen vehicles have also taken place in the county. Suspects have been arrested and are being dealt with as investigations continue. Chief Inspector Scott McGrath of the RCT said, "We've been quick out of the blocks and have carried out a number of significant arrests and operations to make our roads safer across Staffordshire in these last 6 months. Officers in this team are working hard every single day on a proactive basis to investigate crime, safeguard road users and minimise harm to local communities with partners. We want to build on these successes and continue working hard to make sure those who commit offences on our roads or put others at risk of harm are pursued relentlessly." So over to Uta now, who's going to do her final story for us in batch number four.
Yes, Easter is coming and a caring couple is launching free Easter egg hunt. A caring couple are holding a free Easter egg hunt to ensure every family can enjoy the fun of the spring festivities this year. Charlotte Blundet says she and partner Matthew Roberts know what poverty is like. So the extravaganza will be taking place on Tuesday, April the 15th, from 11:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. at Stansmore Park in Mere Square. No booking or payment is required, it says. Families simply need to come along and have fun. Charlotte and Matthew currently live in Longton, but the pair grew up in Mere. They say the financial difficulties they faced growing up have inspired the organisation of this event. The mum of one told Stoke on Trent Live, "We are keenly aware of the challenges the area faces. We also know that lots of people struggle around Easter time. Easter eggs are very expensive nowadays and not everyone can afford them. So we thought it would be nice to give something back. We're going to be dotting little plastic Easter eggs around the park. Inside, they'll have a little ticket. Once you found an egg, you can come back to the gazebo and claim your prize, whether it be a cream egg, a homemade cake, or whatever else we've got on offer. There's different colours for different prizes. I grew up in poverty, and there wasn't really a lot around for kids like me. I've got three brothers, and my partner's got three siblings, so we understand how hard it can be, especially for single parents, getting by on a minimum wage. I know I would have loved something like this growing up, so hopefully a child out there can get something out of it." Charlotte, who runs Crumb's Bakery, had initially anticipated a small-scale event, but she says that an overwhelming flood of support soon turned into something more. The 28-year-old explained, "We started off by going over to have a look at the park. It was quite rough with glass everywhere, so we realized we'd need something helping tidying up before the hunt begins. That's when we started getting other volunteers involved. Councillor Lauren Davidson has been helping with the egg drive. Some people at the park have offered to help with the cleanup, and some local businesses have been donating prizes. Parker's Butchers, Balloons Galore and S&A Candles have donated lots of hampers and vouchers. The Deep Pan Man has offered to supply pizzas on the day for the kids to enjoy, which I thought was really lovely. It's turned into a proper event, really. We've got over 300 Easter eggs up for grabs now. It's gotten a lot bigger than what we first imagined, but we think it's great. It's lovely to be able to get out there as a community and provide for kids that are in need. We just want to bring a bit of joy and happiness to everyone during the holidays. Nobody should feel left out. The charitable couple are hoping that this community challenge could become the first in a regular series of free family fun events. Charlotte added, "Hopefully this goes well and we can do more things like it in the future. We thought about hosting some over the summer and some over Christmas to look forward to, mainly those holiday periods where budgets even get tighter for struggling families."
Thank you for that. So my final story now is all about the Reclaim the Night Walk 2025 and why women and girls are uniting. Organisations joined forces to stage a Reclaim the Night Walk to champion safer streets as part of a week of action highlighting violence against women and girls. The walk in Newcastle Town Centre was to call to action to make the streets safe so everyone has the right to feel secure in their own town. It took place at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, April the 10th from the Women's Safe Space in Lancaster Building in the Ironmarket. Participants walked through the town centre and women of all ages, students, business owners and residents took part. Free women's safety devices were distributed, providing practical support alongside the symbolic Stand for Change. Reclaim the Night began in the UK in the 1970s as a response to violence against women and the expectation that they should stay indoors after dark to avoid danger. Today, the walks continue across the country, not as statements that town centres are unsafe, but as a commitment to making them safer for everybody. Newcastle has already taken significant steps in supporting women's safety, particularly through the Get Home Safe campaign. This initiative includes the Women's Safe Space, based in the Lancaster Building, which is open every Friday night, offering a secure place for women in need of support. It's manned by volunteers who provide assistance, guidance, and a safe environment, ensuring that no one has to feel alone or vulnerable when making their way home. Alongside this, previous campaigns have focused on enhancing CCTV coverage and street lighting, delivering anti-spiking training for nighttime economy businesses, providing free anti-spiking devices for bars, introducing knife wands for venue security, and offering vulnerability training to ensure that staff can recognise and support those at risk. The Reclaim, the Night Walk and the Week of Action has been organised in partnership with Newcastle Business Improvement District BID, YMCA North Staffordshire and Newcastle Borough Council. Charles Pierce from Newcastle Underline Business Improvement District said, "No one should have to plan their route home, hold keys between their fingers or feel vulnerable just for being out at night. Reclaim the Night was all about visibility, empowerment and ensuring that Newcastle remains a place where everyone, regardless of gender, can feel safe and welcome. Walking together is both a statement and a demand for continued progress." Nicola Tremlow from YMCA said it's vital that we keep raising awareness around this issue and that we continue to create environments and cultures where everybody feels safe on our streets. So that's it for batch number four. Keep listening. We have Uta's one and only snippets along very, very soon.